Stay connected and discover how to use what you already have to achieve and succeed. Simply text the words power up to 42828. Does it seem like everyone and everything is in control of your life except you? On today's podcast, discover how to calm down and reclaim your life. No matter what's going on, it's still your time to do life with power. Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Hello, power achievers. Now, today is a magnificent day for you to do life with power. Welcome once again to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach Pat Counsell. And guess what? Today we're going to talk about calming down and reclaiming your life. Now, right now, because this is October and we're actually headed towards October 15th. It's like right around the corner, right? In a few days. So that means that now is the time to give your goal achievement a real power boost. And the truth is, there's really no time like the present. So I want you guys to make the commitment that you're not going to wait and that you will not coast until 2021. Sometimes when we get into the fourth quarter of the year, people start talking about 2021. They start looking ahead. That doesn't mean you shouldn't plan for the future, but understand this, your most powerful time is the present moment. So make that commitment that you're not going to wait and that you're not going to coast, that you are going to give it your best. So what is the key to giving your goal achievement a power boost? Now, although this is going to sound somewhat counterintuitive, the key to making that happen is to calm down so that you can reclaim and be in control of your life. It's important that you feel that way. It's necessary that you actually greet each day with your power to succeed by, you know, just deciding that, hey, I'm going to reclaim my life. This is my life and I'm going to make these goals happen and I'm going to get to where it is I really want to be. And doing this allows you to actually set and achieve the goals that will inspire you. This excites you more because when you make the decision that you're going to reclaim your life, you kind of automatically start to calm down a little bit. But most importantly, you start to set goals that mean something to you, goals that matter to you. And as a result, those goals are more meaningful. And oddly enough, they're going to actually help a lot more people. So setting goals that inspire you, that might sound a little self-serving, but it really isn't. Because when you're happy and you are in your element and you're on that road to achieving your inspired destiny, you are going to help a lot of people along the way. Now, when it comes to setting these goals, as I said, it's important that you calm down and so that you can, in fact, take a step back, see your life so that you can reclaim it. So although we know that the key is to calm down, now the big questions are how and what can calming down do for all of us? So today we're going to start on the what on this show. We're going to talk about the what first, and then you're going to get more insight into the how during the Mindful Miracle segment. I announced a few weeks ago that we were starting that new segment, Mindful Miracles, and that we were going to start it this month. So we have our first episode today. So in the Mindful Miracle segment, you are going to get insight into how do you make all this happen and, you know, kind of what's the first step. And you'll get more along the way as designing your life continues. Most of us know that from a physical perspective, calming down, well, that can preserve your health. However, today's Magnificent Monday is all about reclaiming your life. And understand this, you guys, that nothing will help you reclaim your life more than accomplishing your goals. When you start to accomplish your goals, this gives you this feeling that you're moving forward, that you're making something happen. And as a result, your confidence goes up and you're more excited about getting up in the morning and you're more excited about what's to come in your life because you're in the present moment and you're planting some very powerful seeds. Now, the other side to that is, as I said, it's important that you calm down so that you can make all of this happen. Because if you're stressed out and you feel, you know, out of control, then achievement's not going to come that easily, if it comes at all. Now, it doesn't mean that it can't happen if you're freaking out, because, you know, it's kind of in our nature as human beings to do what it takes to survive. But this show is not about survival mode. This show, of course, is about thriving mode. So if you're stressed out and you kind of feel out of control, then it's going to be very difficult for you to achieve. So let's kind of figure out or take a look at some of the things that can really stress you out or make you feel out of control. And if any of these that I'm about to share, if this is you, then guess what? The good part is that you can really do something about all of this. And we're going to talk about kind of what does it take for you to kind of put all this into perspective and really move forward. So here are a few things that can give you stressed out and out of control feelings. Okay. First of all, the uncertainty about the direction of the country. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are really uncertain with the election coming up, and you got one half stressing out, the other half is stressing out. And then, you know, tempers are flaring and people are angry with one another. And then you got the whole control thing where people feel like one grown person has to tell another grown person who to vote for and that kind of thing. So you have a lot going on there, and that can really stress you out. Okay. So the uncertainty about the direction of the country, and it's not just politics that determines the direction of the country, but we're not going to get into that today, but I just wanted to mention that. The other thing is that being in survival mode now, because of the coronavirus, people have incomes have gone down. And because you're not sure how you're going to pay bills or bring in money or keep a job or keep a business afloat, well, you know what? You go into survival mode, which means you're probably not thinking as clearly as you can. And you're probably not thinking about how magnificent you are, how powerful you are, how capable you are of really making these goals happen. Because instead of being calm, you're kind of in, let's say, well, freak out mode. Let's call it that, right? So that's number two. And here's another one, a troubled relationship. Sometimes, you know, people are in trouble, having trouble in their relationships, not just their intimate relationships, but relationships with family members, relationships with friends or longtime friends. So we have a lot of different things that can stress us out or make us feel like, we're not in control of our lives and we're not in control of achieving or where we're headed. So that whole idea about feeling magnificent, that sometimes takes a back seat, but hopefully today we can kind of start to get back on that right track. So those were just a few. So when these types of stressed out and out of control feelings, they come, you know what happens? The first thing that it starts to do is it starts to drain you emotionally. And when you're getting drained emotionally, that means you are letting these things drain your emotional energy. And here's what happens when you are emotionally drained or allowing someone to drain or something to drain your emotional energy. You start with the emotional emotional energy being drained. And then what happens is that leads to low energy. Now, all of these different types of low energy feelings that come into play, you know, anger, perhaps hatred, perhaps depression, and sadness, and these things that really are kind of signals that we need to do something different. We need to have some different thoughts. So emotional energy being drained, that leads to low energy. And as I said, that comes with feelings of stress and thoughts of taking perhaps paths that lead away from your magnificent life, paths that will take you towards something that you really don't want, because you're now in a mode where you feel like you have to settle and you have to take things and deal with things that you really, that really kind of poke holes into your self-esteem. So you begin to feel irritable, you become frustrated, and of course, in some cases, people even start to procrastinate. Well, actually, in most cases, because you really don't want to deal with what's going on right now or what's going on in your life right now. Now, when this happens, then you start to think about, you start procrastinating and things start piling up, but you're not thinking about that at that moment. You're just thinking about how can I survive and how can I get out of this? So at this point, you are no longer calm. And so that's why it's important that you really take the time to calm down. And because what follows all of that, especially when you go into procrastination mode, it means that you're going to stop doing the things that you really need to do so you can get to where you want to be. So I'm going to encourage you right here before we go any further. Don't let anything in life kind of discourage you or kind of get you to the point where you feel like you need to stop doing the things that you need to do to really build that life that you really want to have. So let's talk about how do we calm down. The way to calm down actually is to protect your emotional energy. Think about it. If your emotional energy is being drained, well, you've got to stop it. So you want to learn to protect your emotional energy. And we're not going to cover all of this in one podcast. So we have other podcasts where I'll be talking about this more and more. And of course, our mindful miracles, that's not going anywhere, at least for a little while. Usually I change segments after so many months, but I think we're going to keep this one for a while. We'll see how it goes. But the point is you want to protect your emotional energy. Now, from a biblical standpoint, it says, guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. So when we allow the challenges in life to drain our emotional energy, then it becomes easy for us to really forget what our journey is all about. It becomes easy for us to turn away from our inspired destiny and convince ourselves that this is something that's not meant to be. And it becomes easy for us to allow other people to start controlling us, to start telling us how to think, start judging us, start criticizing us, start saying, hey, if you don't do this or that, and in this case, I'll use the politician, if you don't vote this way, then you're not that. And that's ridiculous. No one can tell you who to vote for. We still at least have that right in this country. So the point that I'm getting to here is that when we allow ourselves to be emotionally drained, though, then we just start to listen to people and our emotions go in the direction they want us to go in. So it's important that you really control your emotional energy and you don't just let any and everybody cause you to just kind of forget about who you are and forget about your dreams and to get you all, let's say, up in arms and angry and anxious over something. Understand, as long as you're living, you can reclaim your life. You can be in control of your life. You just have to have the courage to take control of your destiny. Now, you know, I just want to give you kind of a more personal example, because when I share these, you know, I've decided that, hey, whenever I have a personal example that occurred in my life that I can share with you guys, I'm willing to do that because I want you to know that I've been there, done that. And it's not just something I'm saying. I didn't just read it out of a book or I heard a story from some old lady sitting on a corner. Okay, can old lady sit on a corner? All right, but I digress. Let's move on. Anyway, my example kind of would be when the economy tanked. And if you guys have been listening to this show beyond so many years, periodically I do talk about the fact that I was in real estate and I was a top producing realtor. I owned a top real estate company. And then when the economy tanked, you know, everything kind of tanked with it. So when the economy tanked and my real estate company started going down, meaning I allowed it to happen, you know, I was having relationship challenges at the exact same time. So we got financial challenges that popped up, relationship challenges that popped up. So, you know, kind of the double whammy, if you will. And there could have been other whammies, but physically I was still healthy. So the point is, because of the financial challenges and the relationship challenges, my confidence was taking a beating. And so my confidence went down during that time. And the thing about that is confidence comes with a certain type of feeling, certain thoughts about yourself. So when my confidence went down, I felt drained. So my emotional energy was actually really just kind of leaking out from everywhere. So I felt drained. And I made decisions that helped others more so than helping myself. And while I helped others, I continued to allow myself to become emotionally drained without realizing it. But nevertheless, whether you realize it or not, the end result is still the same. Okay, you're stuck feeling as though you are lacking in some areas, but you're not. I'm here to tell you. So it continued to drain me. And as a result of that, I really had to regroup and really reclaim my life. And so we fast forward to today. I've since done that and everything's peaches and cream. Now, does that mean I don't have to still work and I don't still have to really be more, pay more attention to where my energy's going? And if anyone's trying to kind of poke holes in my energy and or draw energy from me, positive energy that I need? Yeah. Always, as long as you live, you want to be aware of what's going on in your energy space. Because keep in mind that emotional energy, it comes from the things that you, the things that you do. So emotional energy comes from what you do. And it's the things that you do that will either build that energy and you're strong and you're excited and you're happy, or the things that you do where you are just allowing your energy to be drained, in which case it's very difficult for you to produce. And it's almost, as a matter of fact, it's almost impossible for you to produce the more of your energy, emotional energy that gets drained or that you allow to be drained. So you want to protect that emotional energy. You want to pay attention to that emotional energy. And one of the best ways to do that, and we're going to talk about, I'm going to give you some more insight into the how-to, but I want to give you a quick one. One of the best ways to do that is because your emotional energy can usually be drained through your thoughts, your thoughts on how you feel about or what you think about a situation, which will kind of transfer into how you feel about the situation. So the things that you're holding on to that you may need to let go of. So the things where somebody made you angry a week ago and here it is a week later and you're still upset about it. People who get upset because they don't like something that the president said, understand this. It doesn't matter who the president is. Those guys are rich, just so you know. Okay. And those guys aren't struggling. And they're talking to all of us like we're two years old and we can't think. And the point that I'm saying, getting to here is that don't let something that they say cause you to give up energy that you need to produce so that you can actually build the life, your life the way you want to. So with that being said, you guys, now we're going to have some insight into, what it takes, or I should say some insight into how you can calm down and start to reclaim your life or position yourself so that you can really either finish your goals out for this year or you can really just start setting some new goals right now today if you have to. So we've talked about the what. You have some insight into the what. The what is your emotional energy. Okay, don't let something drain your emotional energy because that cuts into you being calm and it cuts into you actually reclaiming your life. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back shortly with Mindful Miracles, where we're going to talk about how you can start reclaiming your life. Start being good to yourself by sending yourself a pleasant surprise each month. Join the Clubs of America Gift of the Month Clubs. Get more details by clicking on Clubs of America in our show notes for today's episode or visit designingyourlifetoday.com/podcast. Welcome back, Power Achievers, and welcome to our first episode of Mindful Miracles. Mindful Miracles was designed to bring your attention to the present moment. This is designed to help you calm down and focus. So each Mindful Miracles episode will have a question, and this question will make you think. So what thoughts and feelings does each mindful question or phrase prompt in your mind? I want you to listen to the question or the thought and write your own thoughts down. Our question for today is, what will you let go of today? Sometimes it's something in our past that will keep us from calming down and reclaiming our life because we're allowing the past to dictate our present and we're not fully, well, participating in the present. And this is what being mindful is all about, participating in your present so that you can have a very strong future. On the other hand, sometimes we're worried about the future, and so we still can't participate in the present. So this mindful miracle is designed to bring you into this present moment. So with that being said, I'll repeat the question again. What will you let go of today? I want you to take some time and write down exactly what you're going to let go of this day. And I want you to do it. This is going to give you a feeling of calm. This is one of the ways to calm down and start reclaiming your life. So stay tuned for more mindful miracles, as well as other information that we're going to provide that's going to help you guys calm down, especially during all of the things that are going on in our world today, so that you can, in fact, claim your life or reclaim your life and move forward. Hey, you guys, I want to thank you so much for listening to Designing Your Life Today. It's your time to do life with power. So get more resources for building your magnificent life and business by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Also, take the time to give us a positive review on iTunes and other podcast platforms where you listen to our podcast. This helps others looking to achieve find our show. Feel free to comment at the bottom of the shows that you listen to on each page. Our show notes contain links to the resources mentioned in our various shows. This show is produced to help you do life with power by discovering how to use what you already have. So feel free to download our podcast and share it with others. Finally, stay connected by using our super easy method to start receiving your newsletter, and do this by texting the words power up to 42828. Thank you for listening, and next time invite a friend. Do life with power, you guys.